The new chairman of the Press Complaints Commission has called for a complete overhaul of the media watchdog. Lord Hunt told the Leveson Inquiry into Press Standards that there needed to be a fresh start, a new body with new powers, including the authority to impose fines. Our correspondent Peter Hunt reports from the hearing in central London.
2.5 months into this inquiry, and already it's clear how far the newspaper editors and owners are prepared to move in order to prevent the one thing most of them are opposed to: the state getting involved in regulating their industry. So Lord Hunt, the recently installed chairman of the Press Complaints Commission, came before the Leveson Inquiry with his proposals, which he said had widespread support. Out would go the PCC, to be replaced by something much tougher, but self-regulation would remain, because the former Conservative cabinet minister argued statutory controls represent an infringement on our freedoms.
And I've come to the conclusion that we do urgently need a fresh start and a totally new body with substantially increased powers to audit and enforce compliance with the code, to require access to documents, to summon witnesses when necessary, and also to impose fines.
At the moment, these are just proposals. At the end of hearing all the evidence, Lord Justice Leveson may decide they don't go far enough, but they are a clear sign the press has decided the status quo is unsustainable. When he gave evidence, Sir Christopher Mayer, a former chairman of the PCC, tried his best to defend the current system of self-regulation. During a morning of often testy exchanges, the former diplomat argued that newspapers were hemmed in by law and their code of practice. He went on, "It's a situation which basically, I think, is as good as you're going to get."